Now, Smits, I'll get it back to you as soon as I can sneak off and tap my stash. Smits eyed him. All right. We'll be waiting outside. Don't fool around. He went out, tossed a heavy coin at the landlord as he passed, said, Don't give him no more credit, and joined Fish outside. Back when we hit town, I figured my share of the cash tag should keep me pretty good for 4 or 5 years. How about you?
Easy. I'm an old man. My needs are simple. What's up?
Tully, you think even a dipshit like him could have blown his whole share already?
Tell me about it.
Tully's been hitting me up for loans. The first couple times he paid me back, but not the last 3 times. I just now found out he didn't bother to pay the rent, and he's running a big beer tab.
Yeah?
Fish looked downright nasty for a second.
I have something to do. When he comes out, you and him head out to the place. I'll catch up before you get there.
He stalked off. Tully stomped out a minute later. All right, I'm here. What's so goddamned important? Where's Fish and Timmy?
Fish had something to do.
Smits thought he knew that. He'll catch up. Timmy's dead. We're going to bury him.
Tully looked at him blankly, not watching where he walked.
You're shitting me. No, I'm not.
Smits told it in driblets, when no one could overhear. There were a lot of people in the street moving restlessly, aimlessly. There was tension in the air. Smits figured the Greys wouldn't be able to keep the lid on much longer. A little more patience, a little more care, and they would have weathered the siege. Wherever they went, wherever there were no Greys, people whispered about the White Roses, fed the rumor that the White Rose herself had come to Orr and was just awaiting the right portents to start the insurrection. The Greys had spies everywhere, Smets knew. Spider Silk and Gossamer would have heard of the whispers within an hour of their first muttering. They would have to act, absurd as the rumors might be. Else someone would see something as a sign and would raise the torch of rebellion. There was another whisper, more sinister, running beneath the foolish hope of an adventure by the White Rose. This one was harder to catch because the rumor mongers were much more cautious in retailing it. The twins, this fable insisted, had begun to feel pressed for time. They were getting set for mass executions in which they would slaughter the men of Orr till someone bought his life by surrendering the silver spike. There was no mystery at all now about what was happening to Orr. Everyone knew about the silver spike. The knowledge seemed to signal the opening measure of a long, dark opera of dread. Tully fussed and worried about the impending massacre till they neared the fire-gutted section where the bodies lay. Then he shifted the focus of his whine.
I ain't going in there, Smeds. They're dead. Let them lay. The hell you're not. This whole mess came jumping out of your pointy head. You're going to hang in and help the rest of us do whatever it takes to get through it alive, or I'll